Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is. Thanks for tuning in again to the Divorce Collective podcast. My name is Danielle Young. I'm a senior associate here at Collective Family Law Group and a family dispute resolution practitioner. Today on the podcast, I want to talk to you about how speaking negatively about the other parent impacts children. So parents often get caught up in emotions, they get caught up in their own feelings, and whether they know it, sometimes it's unintentional, sometimes it's actually intentional, but parents do speak negatively about the other parent post-separation. And that can have significant detrimental effects on children's well-being and their overall adjustment to separation. So here's how I'm going to, well, in the podcast, I'm going to tell you about 5 or 6 things as to how that happens and why that is. So first of all, it causes emotional distress. Children, they might feel pressured to take sides or feel responsible for the conflict between their parents. Children may experience a range of emotions when they hear one parent speak negatively about the other. They may experience confusion, guilt, and loyalty conflicts when they hear one parent speak negatively about the other. They might feel caught in the middle of their parents' conflicts and experience confusion about where their loyalty should lie. This internal conflict can create significant emotional distress, leading to anxiety, depression, and feelings of hopelessness. 2, damage to self-esteem. Hearing negative remarks about a parent they love and identify with can harm children's self-esteem. It may lead them to question their own worth and their own identity, especially if they share traits or characteristics with the criticized parent. Children often have a strong emotional connection to both of their parents, and negative comments about one parent can directly impact their self-image and their self-worth. If a child hears disparaging remarks about a parent that they love and admire, they may internalize those criticisms, leading to feelings of their own shame, inadequacy, and unworthiness. Remember, they are a part of you and they are part of the other parent. So when you speak poorly of the other parent, what they actually internalize is that you're speaking poorly about a part of them too. 3, stress and conflict. Exposure to parental conflict, even if it's through verbal disparagement, can increase children's stress levels and feelings of insecurity. They may feel caught in the middle of their parents' disagreements, leading to heightened anxiety and emotional distress. Exposure to parental conflict, whether it's through direct arguments or indirect criticisms or niggles or, you know, little sly comments, they can trigger stress responses in children. Chronic exposure to conflict can disrupt their sense of safety and security, leading to heightened levels of stress hormones like cortisol. This prolonged stress can negatively impact children's physical health, their academic performance, and their overall general well-being. 4, strained relationships. Speaking negatively about the other parent can strain the child's relationship with both of their parents. Children may withdraw from or resent the parent who speaks negatively about the other, as well as the parent being criticized. Speaking negatively about the other parent can strain the child's relationship with both of you, and often parents don't realize that. They think speaking negatively puts the child on their side, but in fact, it can actually do the opposite. Again, children feel torn between their loyalty to one parent and their desire to maintain a positive relationship with the other. This internal conflict can lead to feelings of guilt, resentment, confusion, and again, it ultimately damages the parent-child bond on both sides. 5, long-term consequences. Chronic exposure to parental conflict and negativity can have long-lasting effects on children's mental health and relationships,
I'm a massive advocate about educating and having knowledge about these long-term consequences on children if during your separation you involve them in adult conflict and negativity. I've done podcasts, I've done articles previously. Go and have a look. The long-term consequences for your children can be really significant. It can impact their ability to form healthy attachments. It affects their ability to trust others and navigate in their own adult relationships. The effect of parental conflict and negativity can extend well into adulthood, impacting children's ability to form healthy relationships and navigate and regulate their own emotions. Children who grow up in environments categorized by conflict and criticism may struggle with trust issues, intimacy issues, and communication in their own relationships. There's more consequences than that, and I'm not going to go into it here. If you want to go back and have a look at the other podcast I've done, but long-term consequences can lead to things like mental health disorders, can lead to academic poor performance, can lead to depression, self-harm. The effects, I'm lost for words when I think about those long-term consequences that parents' behaviours during their separation can have on their children. Those long-term consequences highlight the importance of addressing parental conflict and negative behaviours early on to mitigate their impact on children's developments. And six, lastly, legal and custody implications. In some cases, speaking negatively about the other parent post-separation can have legal repercussions, especially if it violates parenting agreements or court orders. Courts typically prioritise the best interests of a child or children and may intervene if one parent's behaviour is deemed harmful. In some cases, speaking negatively about the other parent post-separation can have very serious legal repercussions. Again, like I said, family courts prioritise the best interests and they will intervene if they deem a parent's behaviour is harmful. And a parent's behaviour is harmful if it is being negative and disparaging excessively and in the presence and hearing of children so that the children are experiencing and involved in that conflict. The courts can impose sanctions, they can modify custody arrangements and require parents to participate in co-parenting education programs to address the negative behaviours. Don't be fooled. It's a really big issue. And there are cases where if a parent can't facilitate another relationship or the other relationship with the other parent, there's cases that have been handed down whereby that parent loses the custody of a child because the other parent seemed to be able to do better, be better, and not expose the children to such negative views of the other parent. Food for thought. Anyway, overall, speaking negatively about the other parent post-separation undermines children's emotional well-being and can perpetuate a cycle of conflict and distress within the family. It's essential for parents to prioritize their children's needs and refrain from engaging in behavior that could harm their children's mental and emotional health. Disparaging the other parent, calling them names, having conflict with them, saying bad things about them, that will impact your child's mental health and their emotional health. Instead, parents should focus on fostering a supportive and nurturing environment that promotes resilience and a healthy adjustment to the changes in the family dynamic. Be the role model you want your children to be. If your child grows up and is faced with a separation, how you react and control your emotions and act towards the other parent, I can guarantee you will have a significant effect on how your children, if in adulthood they are faced with separation, will handle the same situation. That's it from me today. Hopefully this podcast has been helpful to those who are listening. And as always, take care and stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, You have got this.